Senator Clinton, thank you for allowing me into your home for this interview.
It's so kind of you to visit me in my loneliness.
Really? I'm not sure the word lonely comes to mind when I think of you. You're very popular, and if I had money to bet, I'd say you're definitely the 2008 Democratic presidential nominee.
All in good time.
All in good time? Oh, I think I understand. You're pacing yourself? Your best strategies to defeat Obama and the others haven't been unleashed yet?
These things must be done delicately.
Some people still view Barack Obama as a formidable foe. Now tell me, if you won the Democratic nomination and then he threatened to run as a third-party candidate, is there anything you would say to persuade him to give back some of the votes he might be stealing?
They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back!
Senator Clinton, some people believe that if you come into power, you'll use legislation like the Fairness Doctrine to shut down all viewpoints that oppose your administration. I must admit, I believe this too.
Even more than that before I finish with you.
I see. So we'd all be well advised to climb on board and offer you no resistance whatsoever.
I knew you'd see reason.
Oh, come on. You're going to monitor every word spoken on the radio? What if a person says something well-intentioned and it only offends people by accident?
I can cause accidents too.
Can you? Well, then we only have one more year to stop you.
How much longer you got to be alive? And it isn't long, it isn't long.
Well, hopefully our country will rise to the occasion and push your influence out of the way.
Just try to stay out of my way. Just try.
I will try. It's bad enough that we had to work with a Democratic Congress for a whole year now.
You call that long? Why, you've just begun.
You sound awfully certain that you're going to win.
And woe to those who try to stop me.
Well, we'd better try to stop you. People are taken in as if you're a champion of women's rights. Well, what about baby women? What about the female fetus? Don't you have anything to say to her?
I'll get you, my pretty.
And what about the male fetus? Same fate?
I'm taking him to the sheriff and make sure he's destroyed.
And there's nothing we'll be able to do to stop you?
Unless you want to go against the law.
Well, Senator Clinton, thank you for your time. You know, hearing your voice reminds me of something one of your opponents once said.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Don't they?